from Beer of the Day World Headquarters in Elk Grove, California. It's the Beer of the Day podcast. On the program this evening, we are featuring all Los Angeles area beers and recapping our recent trip to LA and our visits to each of these breweries. We have a few from, or a beer from the Golden Road, from Dale Brothers, Claremont Craft Ales, and a strange brew not from LA, the Sriracha beer from Rogue Ales. I'm Dallas Helliker. Joining me tonight, Andy Hamilton, Steve Williamson, Kira Hopkin, Brandon Hofer, and from Pasadena by Skype, Jeff Miller.
Woo. Hey, hey, hey.
Sounds good.
Welcome, everyone.
Hi, guys.
All right, we are Periscoping this live for the first time, so hello to all those tuning in on Periscope.
And be prepared for technical difficulties. Andy's in charge of the camera.
Wow. Yeah. So Brandon's going to be the
other one first. Right? No, that one's right. Just kidding.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. So while we get the first beer going, this week I went to a beer festival in Davis, and Steve and I went and we poured beers. And, you know, you show up to a beer festival and you hope to get to pour beer as a volunteer. We got assigned to the cider, the wider cider tent. And so we poured cider, but Steve actually got transferred next door to the Golden Road, and he got to pour this 2020 IPA from Golden Road. So this one is actually, they have produced to support a charitable organization in LA that is trying to put bike paths along the 51 miles of the LA River. And so that's what this particular one promotes. They had a Heal the Bay IPA that we've had before that is also in this series that they have for proceeds of the beer goes to charity. So it's kind of cool. The beer we're going to try today is Citra Bend. This is it's a golden wheat IPA.
No, it's an IPA. It's a wheat beer.
Let me look it up.
It's kind of a fruity wheat beer.
So as I recall, the owner and founder of Golden Road liked some beers from some breweries up north and had this beer made specifically in that style, the type of beer that she enjoys.
You guys went to Golden Road when you were down in Pasadena last? Was that when you were there?
So I went, we took Andy there before, right?
No. Have you never been? I didn't go to either one.
Okay, so this is the largest brewery in LA at this point. They produce beers for the Dodger Stadium. They've gotten their distribution pretty big, and I think they just came out in 2011. So they've grown a lot in just 4 years. And it's a pretty cool place. They have a big old warehouse. And you walk in, and it's sort of picnic tables. The whole room is picnic tables. They have their bar at one area, wait staff. The food is supposedly pretty good. I know Jeff's had it before. And it's very family-friendly, kid-friendly, dog-friendly. They have a dog porch out front. And it's pretty good atmosphere.
They got all kinds of games to play. I mean, it's a fun place. It's in Glendale, technically. Maybe the address is L.A., but... like Dallas said, it's a family-friendly place, lots of games. I mean, you could hang out there on a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday during the day. Last year, I went and watched football games. It's a cool place to just hang out and drink beer. And Dallas and I had a lot of beers last time we were there, but we did not have this one. We had a lot, but we specifically picked this one up to go to have on this show.
Right. So 6.1%, it's a... called American Pale Wheat Ale, and golden color, slightly cloudy, some of that iridescence that we get with these lights in here.
Yeah, I think it's it has that citra hop thing going on. It's real, crisp and clean, but it doesn't have like the super hoppy IPA feel.
It tastes more like an IPA to me than a wheat beer.
Yeah, I agree. Wheat beers are typically very low in the hop scale. This is definitely more than that.
But I kind of disagree with you guys. I don't think it tastes like an IPA at all. To me, it's very citrusy. You know, I guess from the Citra hops, it's floral, but there's a lot of like grapefruit and orange flavors.
It's not bitter.
No.
More so the orange. I'm getting orange and wheat kind of factor to it.
I agree. If it's a pale ale, I mean, it's not an IPA. It's, you know, more of a pale. And so it's not too extreme on the hoppiness, but there are some floral hop flavors.
The first thing I noticed just on the nose, I definitely get like a lemon more than orange or grapefruit, but definitely a citrus nose. And like I said, you would expect that with the Citra hops. And I actually really like the beer. I find it really refreshing. You know, it's one that I could drink several of.
You know what I think? It's crisp. It's refreshing, like Brandon says, but it's not too light. I mean, at 6.1%, it's not that light. I would almost even call this a summer beer. I don't know if this is seasonal, but to me, it's kind of just a refreshing beer that's not too light. It still has pretty good flavor.
At this point, they're calling it a one-off. So get it now. It may not be back again, but this one seems pretty good to me. I get the feeling that we haven't seen the last of it.
Do they kind of make all their canned beers? Are they all canned and they all have these kind of unique labels to them? Is that one of their trademarks?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
I think that's part of their sales, like why they're so successful. I mean, their labels are very appealing. I think they would catch your eye at the store. They always have a lot of graphics on them.
Are you a window shopper?
Yeah, beer? I mean, you know, you think that looks interesting.
Yeah, well, sometimes you buy the beer for the label. You know, that's part of the whole marketing of beer.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the beer news of the day. All right. Last week, we talked about how they were coming out with a Wheaties brand beer. Well, this week, it just blew up with breakfast food beers. The first one, maybe you recognize the... I can find it.
I saw this.
Anyway, so their 21st Amendment is opening up a new brewing facility in San Leandro. And in San Leandro, the building was previously occupied by Kellogg's. They made Frosted Flakes and Pop-Tarts in this building. So 21st Amendment is now coming out with their new India Red Ale called Toaster Pastry IPA.
Wow.
And I even saw the cans of it today. It's on the line. So it'll be out soon. And so you have your Wheaties beer that'll be out soon. You have your Pop-Tarts beer. And from Black Bottle Brewing Company in Fort Collins, Colorado, starting August 25th, they are traveling to the Great American Beer Festival with Count Chocula beer.
Chocolate porter or something?
Yeah. A chocolate stout or something like that. So between all these, I mean, it's just the newest thing to sell beer, but it's kind of fun. I mean, you will have to try a toaster pastry.
Yeah, how can you not?
Strange brew.
I mean, I don't even think they're trying to make it strange.
Hey, that donut beer was good.
Yeah.
Could be good.
Voodoo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's 7.6%, this India Red Ale. It'll be available in 19.2-ounce cans, which is their new can size that they're going to be coming out with all their seasonal beers in.
That's a huge can.
How big was it?
Those are some big cans.
19.2. And worthy of note, the beer's IBU will be 74.
Wow.
Which means that'll put it on par with Stone IPA.
For a Pop-Tart beer?
Yeah.
It's just named Pop-Tart.
I was like a little IPA, a little hops of my toaster
like
pastry.
Flavored
I'm,
like
I'm
a Pop-Tart.
I'm thinking since it's the first one coming off the line that's just being named after the toaster pastry.
I don't like that. I think it needs to have Pop-Tart in it.
But which Pop-Tart? You have to pick a
flavor.
Well,
my favorite was the chocolate s'mores, but yeah, I don't think that makes good beer. It might be a good
strawberry.
Actually,
that might turn out like a campfire beer.
Yeah,
though.
Campfire. The campfire stout would be good.
Strawberry with a, you know, strawberry with the red ale.
So maybe you'll like this beer better. An Aurora, Colorado brewery is testing the limits of making beer with marijuana. Next month at Denver's Great American Beer Festival, Dad and Dude's Breweria will introduce two cannabis-infused beers.
Now, aren't hops a cannabid or whatever? They're the same.
The same family.
Family.
So the downfall here, the beer forbidden by federal law, so it cannot contain THC. So the beer won't get you high.
It'll just have the flavor.
It'll just be, it's made from hemp oil.
Yeah.
So it'll have some of that.
Can I get the one that they make for their staff?
If it tastes anything like Altamont's.
Oh.
What was it?
The
quite dank.
What super was danker. Yeah. Dank City.
Dank.
What was
it? Dank Row. Yes, Dank Row.
That's what it was.
Well, they probably won't be able to ship this out of Colorado, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they should. There's no marijuana in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's legal, they can ship it pretty much wherever they want.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of
the interstate law. Shipping of parts of the marijuana plant.
Right. Anyway, but interesting nonetheless. And then LA-centric, since this is the LA show, I just wanted to mention that there is two LA breweries that have been around for a while that are going to be bottling beers for the first time and releasing that. And Inglewood's Three Weavers Brewing Company.
What?
Three Weavers.
Three Weavers.
They make good beer.
Are they Basket Weavers or is that their last name?
I don't know. They're not Basket Weavers.
So this is, we're recording this show on Friday the 21st. It's going to come out on the 25th.
So we'll know then.
But on the 24th, Monday, is when it's going to hit the stores. Three Weavers, Jeff, will be at Whole Foods, your local.
I actually met the head brewmaster from Three Weavers at Whole Foods.
What was his last name?
Her.
Oh.
What are you, Andy?
That pulls the Basket Weavers back into it a little bit.
Yeah, she was really cool. Very nice. I was impressed.
That was below the belt.
A little bit. So they got three beers first, and then they're going to come out with a few more in the next few months. They've got a Kolsch season sessionable IPA. They've got a bigger IPA. They've got a ESB. And then Ladyface, Jeff, in Agoura Hills.
Yeah, where I used to live.
Yeah, they're starting to bottle their beers for the first time.
Nice. I like their beers. They make a high-quality product, and you've always only been able to get it there. It's like a brewery and a restaurant, good food. But that's cool that they're going to bottle stuff.
Yeah. So they have three ones coming off. They have a sour, they have a Flemish red, they have a Beer de Garde and a Sauvignon Blanc one, farmhouse ale that's aged in 2 years in Sauvignon Blanc barrels. So you can only buy it on September 20th at Ladyface. You can buy it there. $14 a beer, but they're like super high quality. So, something to look forward to in the LA area if you're there. Okay, well, it's time to get into the next beer from Dale Brothers Brewery. This is called Pomona Queen. And I was trying to figure out what Pomona Queen is. And there's a book that's called Pomona Queen that's kind of popular. And then there is this song. So I was scouring the internet trying to find something to play for this song, and I found this. And then I was on the YouTube looking at videos of Pomona Queen and Dale Brothers, and they used this exact song in their video about the production of the 400th batch of this beer. So maybe they're a fan of the song. I don't know. Pomona Queen. Anyway, Let's give this beer a try.
So I poured mine. It's very transparent in color.
Very.
I guess a golden.
You can see amber lager. Pretty well, though. It's
colored.
Yeah. Very bubbly.
It's so clear. I can see better through the beer than I can air.
Yeah.
Well, in LA.
But it's dark. It's one of these amber lagers, which is kind of a unique style. I don't think there's a lot of amber lagers out there.
And this is a fairly light beer. Looks like it's only 4.9%. So it's on the lower end as far as ABV goes.
And this is the flagship beer from this brewery. I've been there a few times. You know, in the area, when people talk about Dale Brothers, this is the beer that everybody talks about.
Yeah, Dale Brothers is in Upland, California. It is on the 210 east of Pasadena, about halfway between Pasadena and San Bernardino. The place is, we went there on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed. I mean, man, it was really tough to get a seat and, you know, just everybody at picnic tables and having a good time. And it was a pretty fun atmosphere for sure.
So on the, just smelling this beer, I haven't tried it yet. The first thing that stands out to me is just very bready, like almost a yeasty, like bread that's just still baking kind of smell to it. I don't get any hop smell really. It smells really light, and mostly it's just that malt and yeast that comes through for me.
I'm having a real hard time even getting a smell. It's just
I have the strong scent, but it smells more like if I was making like a homemade yeast for bread mixture without actually baking it. That's
or like
what
when
I
you're waking up in the water, like that smell.
Wake up in the water.
What are you waking up in the water
your
for?
Yeast.
Okay.
You have to wake it up in warm
activating
water.
The yeast in warm
oh,
water.
That, okay.
No, you don't actually wake up in water.
No.
I thought you said you, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I mean, the first time I did, but after that.
But no, yeah, like activating the yeast, it smells similar to that. But the taste, I don't know. I'm getting kind of just, it tastes a little bland to me. I'm not getting too much out of it.
It's so incredibly smooth.
It is very smooth. And maybe I picked the wrong order on this, being we came from 6.1 down to 4.9, and I try to avoid that, but... just the ordering of things. This is a much lighter character beer than that Citra Band. So we might have to invoke the three sip rule here, give it a few.
It's hard to get there for me because I don't really like it that much.
But it's darker in color. It's kind of nutty, I think. I mean, it's definitely bready, as Brandon said, but it's kind of nutty. I don't know what kind of nuts, but some beers come across as nutty to me. It's malty. It's nutty.
Are they D's nuts?
Nope.
No.
But there's a caramel finish. It's very smooth and kind of sweet on the finish.
I'm not picking up too much of that.
Again, this is another
just
very
tastes
crisp.
Bland
there's,
to
it's
me.
Another very crisp beer. I mean, there's no, you know, there's not a lot of depth of flavor. It tastes almost like a light beer, just as more of a malt character to it than.
I feel like for a light, a pretty light lager, it's got pretty good flavor. I am having a hard time getting over that lager yeast taste that I despise in a lot of beers.
I think if you're a lager fan like me, you love this beer. I think it's fantastic.
I agree. I mean, you compare this to all of the macro lagers, American macro lagers. This beer is smooth. You know, it doesn't have that super sweet character. It's just has just that right delicate balance of malts and, you know, a little hoppiness, you know, it's for a lager, I'd say. It's not like
it kind of reminds me a little bit of Anchor Steam. It's kind of this indescribable category where it's, I mean, we drink lagers, we drink ales. It's kind of in between a little bit.
I think Anchor Steam is actually a pretty good comparison. Anchor Steam has more, you know, it's a bigger beer. It's got more hop to it than this does. But overall, I think the taste is actually pretty similar, just toned down to a lager type of beer.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So we went to Dale Brothers, and then we were looking on our phones for other breweries, and we saw this new brewery called The Rock House, and we walked over there, and Dale Brothers is more established. They have a lot more beers on tap. They have a lot bigger footprint for their operation, but within 1 mile, they have Claremont Craft Ales, Dale Brothers, and this Rock House Brewery. So if you're ever in that area and you want to check out a couple breweries all at one time, it's pretty convenient to be able to check them all out. And we'll talk about Claremont. We have a Claremont beer coming up in the second half. But the Rock House, I have to recommend that because for being a itty bitty brewery, you know, with just some very small production, I think they only produce just to serve their tap room there. Whereas Dale Brothers had 20 picnic tables, they only had four, I think. And but the beers that they had, they probably had 15 different beers of different variety of different styles and all some very good ones. So for a very small brewery, I was impressed with Rock House.
Yeah, and there were maybe 15 people there at most. I mean, it's a small place, like Dallas said. We met somebody who was one of the beer makers, you know, just pouring beers. And you could tell that they were passionate about it. It's just a very up-and-coming place. Very interesting, very friendly crowd. I thought their beer, every beer we had there was really good.
Just out of curiosity, was it Jay-Z pouring your beers? This is like Rock Nation, no. Rock House.
No.
Could be the same, you know.
I don't think so.
I didn't get that impression.
That'd be cool. All
Dallas, right. what was the one we had with the... I thought what was interesting, and this is not something I would ever go for, but they had this special beer. It's called the Midnight Special with, around the rim of the glass, it's, I think, Hershey syrup and cocoa powder. And, you know, it's kind of like a margarita where you'd put salt around the rim. But they do this with a beer. And it was like, it made it into a dessert beer.
I think it really was called Midnight Sun.
That sounds delicious.
Midnight Sun.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Midnight Sun was the beer, but when you add this special stuff around the rim, it becomes Midnight Special.
Right. Yeah, that was a good little dessert, you know. We were on our fourth out of five breweries that day, so we had to try something a little different, cleanse the palate.
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, we had the Queen of Pomona. The only other Pomona royalty I know is this one. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we have our Strange Brew segment with From Rogue Ales, the beer I've least looked forward to, the Sriracha beer. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, if you're hearing this podcast, then you should know that we have a website, beeroftheday.com, and that's where you'll find this podcast and all of our previous episodes. We feature a new beer every day. So for example, in the first half of this show, we had Citra Bend from Golden Road. That might be the beer of the day that we feature on the site this coming week. If you've had one of the beers of the day before, you can rate it. It'll keep track of your favorite beers that you've ever had. Maybe in the beers that you want to try. So if you've never had Citra Bend, you can keep track and say, you know what? I'd like to try that one. And it'll add it to your list. You can also upload photos of the beer that you've had. It sends you the beer of the day to your email or SMS. We'll send it to you text message. So that's an option. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. And if you go to beeroftheday.com, in the upper right-hand corner, you can find links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our YouTube channel, where you'll find the video of this here podcast. All right, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to the Beer of the Day podcast. This is our Strange Brew segment. And this is where we find the strangest beer that we could find in a given day or basically in... Whoa, that was loud. We always are at the store when we were cruising around BevMo or Total Wine & More or wherever we buy beer. we look for the strangest beers, and this one stuck out like a sore thumb. This is from Rogue Ales, the Sriracha
Stout.
Hot Stout.
I find that a lot of times my beer of the day during the podcast ends up being the strange brew. I don't expect that to happen this time.
I should mention that this segment of the Beer of the Day podcast is brought to you by Prilosec OTC. Heartburn relief that lasts all day long with just one pill. And you can get it without a prescription over the counter.
That's what Prilosec. That's OTC means.
OTC, over OTC. The counter.
So I have to give Rogue credit on their bottle, their marketing department some credit, because the bottle definitely looks like a Sriracha bottle. You know, we've poured some beers and it's as black as it gets. I mean, it's definitely a stout. It's got a, you know, a pretty good cream colored head on it.
This is a beer that I've like wanted to try for a while, but I really don't want to try it. And I don't know why this is, but the marketing is good. The bottle looks good. But it's just the type of beer that I don't want to drink.
Do you know what this smells like?
We have to. This is the point. This is the strange brew.
Do you know what it smells like? A stout with sriracha in it.
I think that's what they're probably going for. So I think they'll take that as a compliment. I actually don't envy Jeff on this one, because he's got a whole bottle of this to drink and we're able to split this one up. But
it doesn't smell as spicy as I thought it would smell. Because normally smell sriracha.
Sriracha doesn't smell spicy.
It does usually, because I love sriracha. I'll have it with carrots and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it normally I love it, and I'm not picking up as much as sriracha.
It doesn't have
smell.
Like that horseradishy smell that you get from sriracha.
I get a little spice, but not a lot.
We've talked about spicy beers a lot on the show. I mean, I think our strange brews tend to be spicy at times. You know, a few weeks ago we had the Coronado Saison, Señor Saison, that was really good because it was a little light on the spice. But this is pretty strong. I had one sip and I already feel it in my throat.
Here's having a rough day.
I can't do it.
No comment.
So the first sip, I don't get a lot of spice at all.
I don't hardly get
any. I get that. I call it horseradishy. That's the when I eat sriracha, that's what I feel, is like a horseradish burn.
There's a lingering kind of hotness to it in the back of your throat.
Well, like aftertaste.
It's maybe like a little chili powder aftertaste. As far as like the little, you kind of feel that little spice, but it's not really a kick.
Yeah, but it's there. I do get the heat in the very back of my mouth. And I think it's going to be something that's cumulative, where the more that you drink, the more it kind of builds up. Now, I've only had one sip, but I'll see if that's the case. But that's what I'm getting from it.
The stout is very nice. Take the sriracha out.
I agree. And it reminds me of the best of the Voodoo Donut beers, the chocolate pretzel raspberry one.
Well,
I
mean, it's probably basically the same base stout, to it, so.
But what I like is that they didn't make a beer that was supposed to be, oh, this is sriracha in a bottle that's a beer. It's a, you know, it's a pretty solid beer. Even with the sriracha, I enjoy it. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, like comparing this to like Habanero Sculpin, I've had that. I don't know if anyone else at the table has. I'm pretty sure Dal's tried it, but this is nowhere near the level of spice that has. That kicks you. This is like, you know,
this is
kind
of light for a stout too. 5.7%. I've had a lot of stouts lately that seem to be thicker, and this is kind of a thin. It's not really watered down, but it's a lot thinner than a lot of the stouts I drink.
Yeah, it's very carbonated. It's kind of a clean finish.
Now that I've had a few more sips, I do get a little bit of the spice, but it's not very much. It's mild.
I think it's just in the finish, like the aftertaste. It's not spicy in the mouthfeel. It's only after you finish that sip and a few seconds later you feel the burn.
Yeah, maybe it's picking up a little bit, but even then it's not. It's not
enough
lingering.
To even call it spicy for me.
Yeah.
Could you imagine drinking a whole bottle?
I could, but I like this one, so.
I don't know.
For me, I don't think so.
I don't think I would.
You know, to me, I like the stout itself. I would just think it would be better without the sriracha, without the hot at the end.
Yep, I agree. I think it's better without it.
I can definitely taste the free-range coastal waters, though.
I didn't see it on the bottle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This one is Not like Rogue Farms, apparently.
But if it didn't have the sriracha, we probably would not have bought this either.
That's true.
They must have caged they coastal sucked waters.
Yeah, these are the caged waters of Newport, Oregon.
All right, well, I would move on to the next beer, but I still have to finish it, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I'll take it if you don't want it.
Chug it down.
I'll get it done.
So I plan on drinking the rest of this bottle if nobody wants it later.
Okay, there you
but
go.
I'm going to wait till we're done with the other
There's
beers.
A lot left, actually.
So I'll drink it once we're done tonight.
I think Jeff actually went for his spit cup.
I needed right. some water.
All right, so let's, Jeff, let's set up the Claremont, and I'll have Andy check our feed here.
Okay.
I don't see it on mine.
Stop.
Is there? They must have bugs then, because it doesn't show up on my phone at all. Okay, so Claremont. In Claremont, California, I mentioned it was within a mile of As the Crow Flies from the previous two breweries that we talked about, which was Rock House and Dale Brothers. And Jeff, go ahead and describe the atmosphere at Claremont.
Well, let me say first, Claremont, it's kind of, Claremont's right on the border of LA County and must be like San Bernardino or Riverside County. It's like going into the Inland Empire, but it's still technically LA County. This is a tiny place. I guess it wasn't too tiny, but it reminds me of San Diego breweries where it's in a little, you know, an industrial park. Dallas and I roll up and there's a food truck out front. And it looks like a small little warehouse from the outside. And we go in there and the ambiance is great. It was one of the best breweries I've been to. It was crowded, but not overly crowded. They had couches, like good setup.
Yeah, Jeff, before you go any further, we were going to take some Prilosex around.
At least around Dallas.
You need it after that last one. Huh?
I was thinking the exact same thing. I look over and Dallas is grabbing the Prilosec.
So, because I kind of chugged the rest of mine, and I definitely get more sriracha now going back to the last beer, like not to go back to it, but after it does kind of build as you drink.
The first sip is not that bad, but then the more you drink, the more it kind of becomes apparent.
If I had to describe that beer in one word now, it would be esophageal.
Okay,
so go ahead. So Claremont, I mean, ambiance-wise, it was one of the best breweries I've ever been to. It was a fun place.
Jeff loves ambiance. That's his favorite
thing.
I do. Yeah.
I like a fun place where we can get a beer, sit down on a couch. You know, we ran into some friends that I know, weren't planning on seeing them. But it's just a nice place to hang out on a Friday after work, after golf in our case. And it was just laid back and good quality beer. Every single beer we had at this place was excellent.
Yeah, it was. And they had a huge display, a board above the bar, a video board with squares with all their beers. They probably had 22 beers.
At least.
And, you know, of every different style. And we go and get our tasters and we say, okay, well, we're going to have 5 tasters each. And we pick them out and it's just scratching the surface. You know, there was still over half the beers that we couldn't even try because we could only drink so much at a time. But very cool place and a huge selection of beers.
So what's the first one up? Are we doing a side by side or are we... going one then the other, because we got two here.
Well, we'll do one and then the other, and then we can go back and forth as we want.
So let's start with the Station 101.
Okay, Station 101 is an India Red India Pale Ale.
We have cans here. I think they only can their beer.
This is 6.5%.
Well, what was interesting too, that, you know, they almost had too many beers on this board that Dallas was talking about. They have everything. And they have a lot of barrel-aged stuff, so they'd have like the regular version of a beer and the barrel-aged version. And there were a lot of beers we didn't even get to try. There were so many. But the ones we tried, everyone was great. We had this beer there on tap. It'll be interesting to try the can.
Yeah, and I took a bunch of pictures there, so I'll put those into the Beer of the Day podcast video on YouTube. It'll probably be up on Wednesday after this podcast comes out on Tuesday. So the 26th. Look for the video.
So just to start, we have kind of a dark amber color as far as the pour. You know, it definitely looks like a dark red IPA. It's darker than a normal IPA, but it's, you know, not quite as dark as some of the red ales that you'll get.
It reminds me in color of like Cinder Cone, you know, kind of that red IPA, and the smell even.
What year, Penny?
You're going to get that sweet hop.
Fresh hops.
86.
No, it's a little older than that. 79. fresh hop aroma.
The initial...
A little sweetness on the...
The initial smell I got was real hoppy, and then now I get a lot of like syrup. It's not quite a molasses. It's even a little bit lighter than that.
I'm looking forward to trying this with my charred tongue.
I'm more about the acid that's coming up through my throat. That snuck up on me. And it wasn't the spice. It was like I ate something spicy, but I didn't taste it. Weird.
So for me, this is a very good beer. I just tasted it for the first time, and it's really well balanced. You got a really good hop profile, and it follows it up with a decent malt backbone so that you get just a really well balanced beer. I like this one a lot.
I love the hops in this. I don't know if it's Cascade, but it tastes like it.
So these India red ales or red India pale ales, whatever you want to call them, it reminds me of my favorite beer from Sierra Nevada, which is hitting the shelves as we speak. The flip side, the red India pale ale, I really enjoy that beer. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of that. It's a little different.
It's a little sweeter, I think, yeah. A little lighter. That flip side has a little darker character, yeah. But I can see the similarities for sure. I bet the color is exact.
I get a little kind of a sweet finish almost on the end of this one. I don't know if it's the whatever malt they use, but it's kind of got it mellows it out really, really well.
I thought it would be sweeter based off the smell. It's actually not as sweet as I thought it was going to be.
But the hops in this, it kind of has that fruit hop characteristic, like with, it's like passion fruit or something where you get, or melon, you get like this kind of, it's not like bitter.
Yeah, but it's like with brown sugar. It's that with that brown sugar.
There's a sweet finish to it for sure.
I get that. I get what you're saying.
And that's, you know, if you're going to do a red, it's going to have that characteristic.
Is anyone else getting a very faint kind of smoky taste, or is that maybe from the sriracha?
I'm not getting it.
It might just be the sriracha. I'm not picking any of that up yet.
And I look, this has Amarillo hops, which is up and coming. I think that might be the flavors that Dallas is describing, and Summit hops. So it's got Summit and Amarillo hops. I mean, this is so well balanced. It's the perfect combination of malts and hops. I mean, this is a great beer.
I agree. All right, well, let's try the next one. We'll finish these down. The next one is the Jacaranda.
Sure, it's not Jacaranda.
So don't get these mixed up.
We won't.
Jacaranda.
What do you guys think about these cans? There's a kind of unique feel to these cans.
One's blue and one's red.
They look like normal pint-sized cans from where I'm sitting.
No, but just like the weight, it's interesting.
No two cans feel the same, Jeff.
I mean, it says it's the pint, but it's just kind of...
Maybe they're double-lined.
They just look older. They don't look like a...
Got a frost-brew liner in there.
This feels rounder than most.
I would say cylindrical, and that's your lap. That is not my cup. That's your lap.
Why does Andy always pour beers in his lap? It's hilarious. I'm going to compile it. After about 20 episodes, I'm gonna compile a highlight reel of all these times.
So anyways, going back to this one, we have a rye India Pale Ale this time as opposed to a red India Pale Ale. It's at 6.5%. Nope, that was the last one. This one's at 6.7.
Actually 67%.
So basically the same, you know, which should be expected. But
typo.
And this beer, I don't know if you'd call it their flagship beer, but whenever I talk to anybody, you know, I don't live too far from this brewery. Whenever I talk to anybody about this brewery, this is the beer that inevitably comes up. They have it on tap at a few places in the area. I would call it their flagship beer. I don't know if it officially is, but this is probably their most popular beer.
So color-wise, it's more of your traditional golden IPA color. It's pretty clear. I don't see much carbonation at all in this, though I do get three fingers of pretty solid head here.
Yeah, it's tight though. It's, you know, small bubbles.
Small bubbles. It's starting to dissipate. But there's a fair amount of good lacing on the glass where it really
sticks to the side.
Sticks to the side.
So just for me, just on the smell, I find the red IPA just, it's more appealing. Like there's something in this one that I can't figure out what it is. It's just,
I think it's a little bit more of a bitter hops.
It's the rye.
That's probably what it is.
It could be the rye, more rye and malts too.
I do like rye beers, but
it doesn't have, so a lot of the rye beers we have, IPAs and otherwise, you get like that bready smell, and I don't get that here.
No, it smells crisp.
It's a little more citrusy. Like the red IPA didn't have any citrus, which a lot of the IPAs we drink are citrusy and floral. And we didn't mention that once, but this beer is a little citrusy. Not in a bad way. It's more citrusy than the red IPA.
It's quite a bit less sweet than the last beer. I think the transition is going to take a little bit to get used to it, because immediately I'm like, oh, that other beer I like much better.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to drink it a little bit just so you can adjust and come off the other one.
That extra 0.2% of alcohol is really getting to me.
I like the finish on this. It's kind of a sweet, buttery, kind of nutty finish.
A lot of nutty from you today.
It's the rye. But it's kind of buttery. If the finish is smooth, it's silky smooth.
I get that, almost like a what you'd expect from a Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Like that same type of mouthfeel. It's not, don't get me wrong, it doesn't taste anything like a Chardonnay, but that same mouthfeel with this. And it's I don't know. If I had to pick it might still be the early one, but between the two, I like the red IPA better.
True. Me too. But when we were there, they actually had a barrel-aged Jacaranda. And that was a little bit darker, obviously, as you would expect, but it was like a little bit mellowed out by the aging process, and that was a very good beer, as I recall. They weren't, you know, canning that one, but they do have that version of it. If you're ever in the Claremont area, you can stop by and give that a try.
I think this one's actually sweeter than the 101. The red, I think, has a little bit sweeter taste. I think it's just,
oh, it's definitely sweeter.
So easy to drink.
It's not as I call that the 101 more earthy. It's got those red notes in it, where this is definitely sweeter.
I think this is a little spicy. There's like a peppery finish. And I didn't get any pepper flavors on the first one, but this is peppery to me, like a Syrah.
I love the silkiness of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the difference between that lighter red. You know, some reds get bricky. Station 101 wasn't bricky.
It wasn't bricky, but I would say it had some earth tones compared to this.
Yeah, but rye is kind of an earthy tone.
But this is sweet.
So I want Andy to go back to the other one and give that another try. Which is sweeter?
I think the red IPA is sweeter.
No.
The red IPA smells so much sweeter to me, but the Jacaranda tastes much sweeter.
Especially on the finish. At first, they might be similar, but the finish, definitely the Jacaranda.
I disagree. To me, the Station 101, the red IPA, it's earthier, hoppier, like a fresh taste, but it's sweeter to me.
Problem is,
and this Jacaranda is smoother, but peppery.
Yeah, it's like sweet and earthy in different parts, where this one sweet and then ends up on the more darker side. It's not as sweet on the aftertaste, and it's the opposite on this one.
Yep, I agree with that.
So you have like different waves of crests and troughs.
I don't know if they make a regular IPA, but I think it's kind of fascinating that the two IPAs we have from them, one's a red IPA and one is a rye IPA.
Well, based on their selection, I guarantee they had some regular IPA.
Probably.
They probably had like three of them.
I have a picture of the board that I took, so I'll put that on the video, or I'll even upload it to the Claremont Craft Ales page on the Beer of the Day website.
Yep. There's pictures on there. If you go to the website, there's five or six pictures that we took at this brewery and a lot of breweries. We go to a lot of breweries, so I think we try to take several pictures at every place.
Yeah. This day we went to five breweries, and this was the third of the day, Jeff.
Do you remember the two after?
Yes.
Yes, this was the third.
And then we went to Dale Brothers, then Rockhouse, then Hamilton Family. Hamilton Family, I have a beer in the fridge that we'll do later on, but that was a really cool place too. I think we may have talked about it on a previous episode, but we were looking for this place and it got good Yelp reviews. And we show up in this small little business park and their lights weren't on. There was no one around. It's like, this is really weird. So we're like, are they open? We check. We're going to just leave. And we said, no, let's just check and see if they're open. So we go to the door and the hours were on the door and it said, yeah, they're open. And it was like, it looked like a dentist office, you know, waiting room in the front. And so we push the door open. And we're like looking in, like maybe it's just an office building. We walk back. It opens up into a big old brewery with a bar and a bunch of tables and everyone having a good time. And it was like, it kind of had the speakeasy feel to it where it's like the little dentist office was the front for all the stuff that's going on in the back.
It's funny when you describe that. I was just thinking about when we went to Speakeasy in San Francisco, and it's the same thing. It's very unassuming from the front. You can see the thing, but it's just in a, you know, an industrial warehouse building, and you walk in and you're like, I'm not sure if I'm really at the right place, but at least at Speakeasy, they had some people standing out in front. So you kind of,
you weren't sure what your options were when you got inside.
Yeah.
So where's that at? It's next to Rancho Cucamonga, but not quite there.
It's in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It is.
So that's another recommendation that I have if you're ever in that area and are checking out breweries, Hamilton Family.
And it was very good. To say it was a big brewery is a bit of a stretch. I mean, it's still a tiny family-run place, but they had excellent beer as well. And Dallas and I didn't even know of these places until we go to one brewery, we talk to some people, and they say, oh, you got to check out this other brewery that's a mile away. And that was kind of the course of the night for us.
It just so happens that it's Andy's family's brewery.
Yeah, it is mine. You're welcome for all the beer. That's all I have to say.
Appreciate it. All right, well, let's move on to the last beer of the night. We have Hop Juice Double IPA. This is from Left Coast Brewing Company in San Clemente. And finishing a little bit heavier, 9.7%.
I think Steve's not really looking forward to this one.
Not one bit.
I am.
It's got that weed smell.
It's dank.
Got a lot of head going on this one.
Yeah.
I'm attributing it to Andy getting drunk or not pouring as well as he did at the start of the show.
Not drunk.
He's pouring quickly.
Those Claremont beers have good head. I still have both of my glasses, and they still have some noticeable head lingering.
You use a different glass for every beer?
Yeah.
Dishes.
A lot of dishes.
How does your wife feel about that?
She takes care of it.
I like that you checked that she wasn't listening first before you answered.
No, I wash them all. Come on. I clean up my own mess.
Or they just go in the dishwasher and make it easy.
Mm. This has that lovely dishwasher soap smell of the double IPA. My favorite.
Don't listen to him.
No,
What are you getting at?
Jeff, it's very, you got a very dank, you know, earthy, hop forward for sure.
It's hop forward.
The Colorado beer you were talking about earlier?
No.
No?
You know, I like an IPA that has that fresh hop smell. And this one has kind of a, just, I don't know, it doesn't smell fresh to me. It smells like a little stale. Like
fermented a little bit.
It's been in the bottle a while or something.
Fresh. It smells like soap. It's so fresh. Like it was just cleaned.
So agree to disagree.
I have a story about this beer.
All right.
You know, I have an old golfing buddy who we go play early. We always go out first light on Saturday or Sunday.
You and Jordan?
Jordan. I don't know who that is.
Spieth?
Yes, me and Jordan Spieth. And Jordan would bring a six-pack of this beer to the golf course every time. And
a six-pack?
Yes, of this.
22-ounce bottles?
No, no. 12-ounce bottles. And this is 6-7 years ago. And I was like, hey, you going to give me one of those? He's like, yeah, you got to pay me what you'd pay for a beer inside. And if you don't know this, at golf courses, beers are $7, $8 for just a little ass glass of beer.
Unless you golf at Lockford Springs.
Now, Lockford Springs has a whole different deal. But so he wanted me to give him $6 for a bottle of beer. And he paid $8 for a six-pack. I was like, I did it because I wanted the beer, but it was way better than what was inside. But we drink this at 6:30 in the morning. That will wake you up.
I like this beer. It's fresh. It's got that dank flavor to it. I don't think it's stale. It's very fresh, very hoppy. It's not too bitter, but there's definitely, I don't know what the IBUs are on here, but it's got to be high.
Yeah, it's low carbonation is what it is.
It tastes better than it smells to me.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
It's definitely low carbonation, and I think that helps as far as the drinkability for the beer.
And I think that, it fits the name where, it's hop juice. Juice doesn't have carbonation in it. And I think that's really what you're getting here.
That's a good point. I think that I want to drink this one cold. I think maybe it warms up a little bit and it might not be as nicely, smoothly drinkable as this.
Kind of like that one you had at OTP. I know it's a different style of beer, but it warmed up and then it really kind of kicked you.
Yeah, that was Sam Ale. I mentioned that on the show last week.
Do you know how many IBUs it has, Jeff?
I don't, but I guess it has 82.
Like massive. It has massive IBUs. 82.
Massive IBUs.
That's what it says on the label.
9.7
by volume.
I would say it's way over 100. It's probably 120 to 150.
Really?
Yeah. Or the record station 101 was 80.
Yeah.
So,
but like they say, over 120 or so, that your human tongue can't really discern the.
It's just bitter.
Is that massive?
82.
What?
82.
That's from the internet. Internet doesn't know. This is massive IBUs.
I'm a French
really?
Model.
82? I mean, it's smooth. It's
according
not
to some website that's not Beer of the Day.
Our colleagues.
I can
our
see
friends
that.
Over
I
mean, at Rate Beer.
hit you in the face like some double IPAs do. It's strong, but it's not
it hits you.
Overpowering.
It reminds me of, and it's like the low, a light version of Hopperillo. Hopperillo is just like this, but it's even more.
I was just gonna say it knee deep. There's plenty that have more hop kick than this, or even like Auburn Ale House with their PU240. They're double like it. They're more hop forward than this. I think this is better balanced than
it
the
says
two
a lot more
I,
hop flavor to me.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. It so you get that, but it's I want to say and this is coming from a person that drinks a lot of IPAs, so my bitterness scale gets a little skewed, but I think it's a pretty good beer.
All right, well let's recap the beers we've had tonight and move into the segment where we choose our favorite beer of the day.
Okay, so we started off with the Citra Bin from Golden Road Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Then we moved on to the Pomona Queen, the lager that I didn't like. And we had our Sriracha, I wrote down this word
hot,
here.
Hot Stout.
Hot Stout from Rogue. That was our strange brew. Then we had the both of the Claremont IPAs, the Station 101 Red India Pale Ale, and the Jacaranda. Was it Rye?
Or is it a Jacaranda?
I think it's Jacaranda.
It's Jacaranda.
I don't think so. I think
that's Joe Dirt, son. Don't go try to fancy it up.
And then we finish it off with the hop juice from Left Coast Brewing Company. So.
Oh, Steve.
Steve's the starter.
You cut me. What do you guys think I'm going to pick?
The
Pomona
Dale,
Queen.
He's going to pick Dale Brothers Pomona Queen.
Guaranteed.
I'm gonna pull a fast one on you guys.
Oh no.
Jacaranda.
What?
Oh, so good. I loved it.
No, I don't even believe what you're saying.
I really did. I thought it was so smooth, so crisp. It has a nice sweet taste. I like the rye. I could drink the whole can. I could drink a six pack right now.
Wow. That's
I love
when has
first.
Steve ever picked an IPA?
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
The tables are turning.
We're converting
like,
him.
I did like Dale. Good job, Dale. You guys did a great job. Pomona Queen was excellent. I love lagers, but I'm going with the Jacaranda.
All right.
Your palate is evolving.
I loved it.
Hero, what do you got?
I was kind of torn between either the strange brew of the Sriracha Hot Stout or the Citra Bend. As much as I was looking forward to the Rogue, I think I'm going to have to go with the Citra Bend just because it was a little more refreshing, something I could probably drink continuously throughout the night.
Nobody's picking their actual favorite beer. What's up with this?
It is my favorite. Like, I was really hoping that Rogue was going to be the one that I was going to love, but I think the Citra is a little bit more something I can drink that I'm...
I don't disagree.
And Jacaranda was my favorite. It wasn't even close to me.
I will say Kira's got a lot of unhappy or indecisive
faces
drawn on
her schedule
tonight.
I was not a big fan of a lot of the beers tonight. There was a couple unhappy, and there was a couple of I don't want it at all, and I don't even want to finish half of them.
Okay. So for me, there's no doubt tonight. It's the Station 101. That was by far my favorite beer of the night. It was just a very well-balanced beer. I like the aroma, the hop profile, the how well balanced it was, and for me it wasn't even close. So
all right, well, it gave me heartburn, but I have to go with the just kidding.
The Prilosec.
I have to completely agree with Brandon. Station 101, I was a huge fan of this beer. It had all the qualities of Cinder Cone that I love about Deschutes Cinder Cone, but it's a little bit more IPA on the IPA side, but it still had that fresh hop flavor I love and a lot of complexity in it that just made it a very fun beer for me to try. So Station 101, I'm a big fan.
Jeff?
So I have to give Dallas credit because when we went to Claremont Craft Ales, he really liked the Station 101 at the time. I remember that very vividly, and I didn't care for it. And Dallas kept talking about how great it was. And I have to admit, today I think he's right. And I liked all of these beers. I think this was a good show. All of these beers were tasty, but I have to concur with Dallas and Brandon. Station 101 kind of stands out above everything else as the beer of the day for me.
You don't have to.
This is collusion.
I have to.
You don't have to. Okay. So, boy, I should just jump on the bandwagon so I sound like a genius here, but
no, go.
I'm not
go
gonna. I'm not gonna.
Go with what works.
So, you know, the hop juice really had some sentimental value to me, and I really, a lot of days I might pick that beer.
Sure. I mean, Jordan Spieth went on to be the best golfer in the world.
I mean, he was 13 at the time, and we were drinking this. So that was great. But I'm going to go with the Citra Bend. I think that's a beer that, you know, you could go to the beach, you could go camping, you could go rafting, whatever. You'd be outside drinking that golfing. That'd be a perfect beer for me. That's, you know, it's a little stronger than your Bud Lights and whatever else you buy at those types of places. But it's very satisfying. I could drink a ton of them. And at 6.1%, it's in that range where I'm not going to get myself in too much trouble, but it's going to give me a good buzz.
I will say if I had to pick a number two, it was Citra Bend. That was my number two for the day.
Same here.
And
never would have thought it.
Meg Gill, the founder of Golden Road, agrees with you. She loves that beer.
That's not the basket weaver.
Before the commercial break, I was going to pick Citra Bend as my beer of the day.
Out of the first two?
There's the only first two.
Yeah.
Did you flip a coin for that one?
No, but that's a beer that none of us drink that style. This kind of fruity, citrusy wheat beer. That was a very excellent representation of that style of beer.
And I do want to say, as a lager fan, Pomona Queen is the best lager I've ever had. So if you guys like lager, go get it.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to say goodbye to our LA show. But we will see you on our next episode. Until then, check out our website, beeroftheday.com. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thebeeroftheday and on Twitter @beeroftheday. For Andy Hamilton, Steve Williamson, Kira Hopkin, Brandon Hofer, Jeff Miller, I'm Dallas Hulliker. We'll see you next time here on the Beer of the Day podcast.